I also want to mention at this point, cases. One of the major differences you're going to find with German grammar is the concept of case. There's four cases in German: nominative, accusative, dative, and genitive. Now, English does not have marked cases. So, you know, don't be too afraid of it, though. Cases simply represent the parts of speech within a sentence. They're an important part of German grammar because they are what is responsible for the endings of adjectives, indefinite articles, and they tell you what personal pronouns to use. Most of what I just talked about, we're going to get into much later in the course, but I just want to introduce you to the idea. Now, cases, if you mix them up, is it the worst thing ever? No. People will probably understand most of what you're saying, so I don't want you to think of this as the end-all be-all of the German language. Remember, fluency before correctness. Now, the cases are pretty important in German because German does not rely upon word order as strongly as English does in order to make sense of a sentence. So in English, it's much more difficult to switch words around in a sentence. And if you do, you kind of sound like Yoda, okay? But in German, there's more freedom to move words around, and, you know, word position matters just much less because the parts of speech are already clearly marked. And again, we'll get into more detail on that later. I just want to introduce the idea. So the first of the four cases is called the nominative case, and it represents the subject of the sentence. That's all you really need to know. The subject is the nominative case. The subject is the person or the thing that's doing the action of the verb. It's the doer of the action. So take a look at the examples I've got. Das Kind hat eine Katze. The subject is das Kind. Die Frau arbeitet im Büro. The subject is the woman. Der Manager fliegt nach Deutschland. The manager flies to Germany. Der Manager is the subject, because it answers who's flying to Germany? Der Manager. The manager is flying to Germany. He's the subject. He's the doer of the action. Wir arbeiten im Café. We work at the cafe. Who's the subject? We are. We are the ones doing the work. Wir arbeiten im Café. Sie hat eine neue E-Mail-Adresse. She has a new email address. The subject here is sie. So, looking at all of the sentences, the nominative case represents the subject of the sentence. Das Kind is in the nominative case. Die Frau is in the nominative case. Der Manager is in the nominative case. Wir is in the nominative case, and Z is in the nominative case.